KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have fair skies and 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 80, winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Atlantic School Board met Wednesday evening during a regular session and learned from Superintendent Steve Barber that the enrollment numbers are up.
I would estimate that our enrollment would be 1360 compared to 1332 last year. Open enrolled in, tuitioned in, and homeschool assistance program in, 135 versus 122. Open enrolled out, 35 to 43. Remember last year we had a number of kids that took advantage of ICA, and many of those returned. So that's probably part of our increased enrollment as well. So the net difference on these estimated numbers, about 100 versus about 80 last year.
Barber said he's confident to say the certified enrollment is up 25 plus and the net enrollment will probably be around 20 students. Perhaps the most interesting tidbit of information was the number of students who are either entirely new to the district or have returned since the pandemic began.
We had 31 students that moved from out of state into Iowa, into Atlanta district, 45 new students from other Iowa schools. Obviously, some of those 45 were open enrolled in students. I think we probably had 5 to 8 kindergartners from different communities. We got the virtual learners back, and then also I think 8 of the homeschool people also are coming back.
The district's official certified enrollment, the numbers they will submit to the state, won't be available until October 1st. The Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning discussed possible proposed changes to mental health services. Supervisor John Twombly said he's learned through an email from the state distributed through ISAC, the Iowa State Association of Counties. Now, there's a 99% likelihood the state will act to combine the various mental health regions. So Adair County has voluntarily started to hold meetings with the far southwest region, which covers 9 counties and is based in Council Bluffs, because it appears the realignment will be based on total population and the county doesn't want to be told where residents will have to go for those services. Officials want a choice.
If you're going to have a region, you got to have a certain population. We're the smallest one in the state, so we're pretty sure they're going to move us. We don't want to be moved north to Guthrie County area, so we want to go west because they're more in line with how we do things, I think.
With regard to who pays for mental health services, effective July 1st, 2022, there will be no more levy for services. A meeting is set for next week in Des Moines to discuss the state's role.
The state's supposed to be filling all that, I assume. With the increase on your personal property taxes. Anyhow, they're going to make us combine, we're pretty sure, so we're working on that, and there's a meeting the 12th that it's going to not necessarily talk about us combining with the other region, but how the state's going to start handling things.
Lori Noskable, the CEO for the Southern Hills Regional Mental Health that serves the counties of Adair, Adams, Taylor, and Union, is expected to attend next week's meeting. Supervisor Board Chair Steve Shelley said there likely isn't anything Adair County could do if it was forced to merge into specific mental health service regions.
The way it appears to me is that the legislator voted on it, and it's going to follow that stream, and we aren't going to have no say on how it's going to be their money, and we aren't going to have
I do agree with him. This is not going to be good for especially counties our size and whatever.
Well,
we are already struggling. So
it's not good taking the levy away from each county. Now we're kind of the watchdog. When the state has it, it's going to go back to how it was 4 years ago. The state had all the money in it, and they sent us the state part of the bills, and then we had to pay them out of here. And you talk about a nightmare. And then lots of times they wouldn't pay the share they're supposed to pay, and we would run short. And also you didn't get local services like you were supposed to. I think we're just going right back where we were.
In other business, the Adair County Board of Supervisors were informed by Auditor Mandy Berg that her office would be closed for election training all day on September 22nd.
I'm taking all of my staff members to Denison for our continuing education training. Our state election administrator training.
Since the training is being held on a regular supervisors meeting date, the board approved holding their regular meeting on Thursday, September 23rd, instead of the 22nd. Elsewhere in area news, the Creston Police Department reports 47-year-old Corey Wayne McKinney of Creston was arrested Wednesday at Sheldon and Highway 25. McKinney was charged with driving while barred. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and later posted a $300 bond before being released. A collision Tuesday afternoon in Guthrie County resulted in possible minor unknown injuries to a teenager from Bagley. The sheriff's office's 17-year-old Valerie Mae Nichols complained of pain but was not transported from the scene to the hospital. Nichols was driving a 2006 Buick LaCrosse when she failed to notice a 2005 Chevy Impala driven by 68-year-old Mickey Allen Lind of Panora that was ahead of her and was slowing down for a no-contact vehicle ahead that was turning from northbound Highway 4 onto Cherma Road. The Buick struck the Impala from behind, causing a total of $18,000 damage. The accident happened at around 2:17 p.m. Nichols admitted she was not paying attention. She was cited for failure to stop in a safe and sure distance. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.